Hello and welcome back to the beginning of the outdoors. I took a break, of course, after the hunt and everything. And to plan my next adventure. I've been obviously somewhat lazy at doing the podcast, but also I didn't really know what content to release after I finished the hunt, the rifle hunt, and everything else. So I've been kind of stewing and figuring out what's next. And what I realized is that a lot of my friends are actually into bow hunting, very aggressively bow hunting. And so I figured if I got into bow hunting, it would be more beneficial than a rifle because a lot of my friends don't rifle hunt as much as they bow hunt. And bow hunting seems easier to practice and prepare myself more. And that's the main reason I'm doing a bow hunt or bow hunting. I also figured the actual setup for a beginner would be a bit cheaper than a rifle setup. I remember last season I borrowed my brother-in-law's rifle scope. I didn't have a lot of stuff. I had to get a lot of stuff. But all that stuff would cost a bunch of money. And anyways, so that's the reason the bow hunt as well. So I recently purchased a bow. One morning or one evening, one of my pals texted me and said, "Hey, there's a bow up on this website, Camo Fire, I believe it is." Now, Camo Fire, if you are listening, I'd love to do a little sponsor deal, so please hit me up in my DMs. And so I was able to order their the bow from them, which was, I think, an AMP Quest. I think it was pretty basic setup. It had everything on it, so that's why it was something that was simple. I didn't have to like make my own bow or kind of come from scratch and buy product for it. So I got that, and the other weekend I went up to my pal Mason's house. He's an avid bow hunter as well, and we were able to dial it in a little bit and get everything kind of situated, as well as friend Down was there. New buddy Jake, shout out to Jake. He's a good friend of the crew. Never met him before, but we had our moments together this last weekend. I'm grateful to know him. And then obviously Caleb, the biggest guy I know, biggest hunter I know. So that's my situation. I got some cheapest Cabela arrows, and I went and bought a target from Cabela's as well. And I've been just practicing about every day or every other day since I got everything set up. I'm just trying to dial in more accuracy at my 20 yard, and then I'll be sighting it in for my further away yardage so I can continue to sight it in. So these are my plans for the upcoming season. And what my goals are, I guess. My plan is, of course, to just get a deer. And obviously, I'll sign up for a bunch of hunts, but my main goal is a deer or, excuse me, some kind of animal that walks outside. And then my goals are for each week is to shoot a minimum of a certain amount of arrows. And I would do that each evening if I have the chance. Right now it's a little tougher because it is getting dark at 5:30, and I don't get off usually until about 4, a little after 4. And so I have a little challenge of kind of filling that in now. But I know once the sun stays up for at least another hour or so, I should be able to have no problem getting that in. The cool thing about the place that we're living at now is we're living at a in a person's upstairs, kind of like a little area that you can just go up through the garage and stay up there. The nice thing is they have a huge yard in the back, and I've already asked them, and they're gonna let me be able to shoot back there whenever I feel free. So that's super nice because then I don't have to go anywhere. And so that'll be my plan for preparing for the actual hunt. And just overall skill set. Because I want to be able to feel super confident in my shot and not have to worry if it's at, 50 or anything yardage. I'm still learning the yardage situation. So my recent fantasies is to become exactly like Cameron Haynes. I'm sure a lot of people know him. If he's listening, come on the podcast. I'll try to fly you out here. Maybe I scrounge up some cash or something, and he'll just be in my probably bedroom. So pull out a couple chairs. Anyways, but he's been so fun to watch and learn more about because I never knew about this guy. So I found him, and it's been super fun to watch him on YouTube and other things, how he practices religiously and is obviously amazing at bow hunting. And then I just want to give a shout out to a few of the guys that I know are going to help me and be my support group for the successful hunt. Obviously, I've named them already. You got Mason, of course, Dallin, Caleb, my new buddy Jake. I'm excited to hang out with Jake more often. Maybe I'll get his phone number. I'll shoot him a text every once in a while. We do have an Instagram group message. Maybe I'll add him to that. It's called Hunters of 2020. It's a big year for all the boys. Of course, Noah, he moved out to California, so hopefully he'll come out for a few hunts. And did I mention Caleb? Anyways, shout out to them. I'm excited for them to help me, but also to be kind of a support group when I have questions, everything else. When I have my breakdowns, after I shoot the animal, I'll probably do some weeping. And I hope they'll be there to be a shoulder to lean on. That's about it for now. I'm grateful also for my wife and her love for me to do weird things like this, even though, I just kind of randomly do certain different hunting things. Thanks for tuning back in again. Hopefully, we can get this thing going again and everybody can feel excited for this upcoming year. I'll hopefully be able to upload each week and keep everybody excited about this upcoming year. Thanks again. Please subscribe or whatever you need to. Thanks. Bye.